Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Offering oneself for employment. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Nabi was sent, that was sent by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, had shepherded goats. Upon the inquiry of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them that he had also shepherded the goats of the people of Makkah for a few qirat. A qirat is 1/20th of a silver coin. This employment, however, was also before being appointed as a Nabi. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he also drew water from a well, and the condition was that he would receive one superior quality of dry date per bucket of water drawn. Note, if necessary, one can be employed by a non-Muslim. Employing a non-Muslim if necessary. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu employed the services of a person belonging to the Banu Dil tribe as a guide, and he was a disbeliever. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that this would be permissible if a Muslim cannot be employed for the same service. Being employed by a non-Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that an Ansari sahabi came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is it that I see your face so pale and colorless? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him that it was due to severe pangs of hunger. The Ansari sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu returned to his litter and finding nothing, proceeded in search of food. He passed by a Jew who was irrigating his date plantation. The sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu offered to irrigate the land and said that he would take one date per bucket. He also said that he would not accept dry or inferior dates. Eventually, he brought back the equivalence of 2 sa', that is approximately 6.5 kilograms of dates to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Note the love of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drove them to perform feats that proved their love. They always gave preference to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above everything else and were prepared to die in order to ensure his well-being and safety. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us also with such true love. Ameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.